And welcome into the 2014 Denver Broncos Cheerleaders Audition Finals, brought to you by Auto Nation. Well, every year this audition finals gets bigger and bigger. And this year, we've taken it to the Ellie Calkins Opera House. Bigger stage, bigger venue, bigger audience. The Denver Broncos cheerleaders really means a lot of different things to a lot of women. And this is a program that takes young ladies and it turns them into confident, successful women. We have a wonderful show in store, but it's going to be a difficult and stressful evening for them because at the end of the night, the 26 members of the 2014 Denver Broncos cheerleaders will be announced. Are you guys excited? I'm pretty excited. All right, I'm sure you're tired of hearing me ramble on. I know what you guys came here to see, so let's welcome out our first group of finalists. Ladies. So far, you guys looked fantastic, even better than rehearsals. It was fantastic. All right, so that routine that you guys just saw was one of four routines that our finalists will be performing throughout tonight's show, and they learned all of that material throughout the past 6 days. So for those of you who aren't dancers out there, that's a lot to learn in a very little amount of time. So good job, ladies. You have been fantastic so far. And throughout this week, they were also judged on their flexibility. And we're not just talking about like going down and trying to touch your toes. This is legitimate flexibility they're being judged on. We're getting splits, kicks, leg holds, things that like my Barbie couldn't even do when I was growing up. So these guys are rocking it right now. But they were also judged on an interview, a formal interview, because the Denver Broncos cheerleaders represent the Denver Broncos throughout the entire season, all across the world. So they need to be poised, they need to be articulate, and they need to be well-rounded. But that's not all, because if you are cheering for the best football team in the NFL, you gotta know your football. So guess what? They gave them a written football exam. And I saw some of those questions. They were pretty hard. So good job, ladies. And have you caught your breath yet? All right, what do we say we meet our first group?
Hi, I'm Sam Boyk, and I hope to make this year my fifth season as a Denver Broncos cheerleader.
My name is Ellen Vitor.
Hey, Denver. My name is Lindsay Judd.
My name is Jana Blue.
Hi, Broncos fans. I'm Christina Connolly.
My name is Shelby Polanski.
Hey, fans. My name is Fami Westmoreland.
Number 9, Patricia Ryman.
My name is Hannah Becker.
From Choctaw, Oklahoma, I'm Haley.
My name is Kara Dingboom.
I'm Laura Casper from Lake Forest, Illinois.
My name is Ryan Levitt.
Hey, Broncos country. My name is Katie Bapu.
I'm Ashley Luna, born in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hey there, Broncos fans.
My name is Allison. I was on the team for 4 years. I took a season off to get married, but I'm hoping to be one of your 2014 Denver Broncos cheerleaders.
My name is Kaylee.
Hey, Broncos country. I'm Annie Wilby, a Colorado native.
I'm Angela Wood, and I just finished my first season as a Denver Broncos cheerleader.
Hey, Broncos country. My name is Mallory Sauer, and this year I'm my lucky number 21. This is my third year auditioning to be a DBC, and the dedication I've shown to making this team is nothing compared to the dedication I'll show our fans on the field. Third time's a charm. Go Broncos.
My name is Elise DeVos.
My name is Catherine Crow, and I'm currently studying biology at the University of Nevada.
Hey there, Denver. My name is Ashley Harhai, and I just finished my second season as a Denver Broncos cheerleader. Off the field, I coach the Thunder Ridge High School Varsity Poms team, and I'm a special education person at Douglas County School District. Peyton Manning and I are both hoping that third year's the charm.
I'm Gia. I'm a born and raised Florida girl.
Hi, everyone. I'm Nicole Hellman.
Hi, Broncos fan. I'm Margaret, number 28, hoping for another Super Bowl, so go Broncos.
All right, let's hear it for our first 28 finalists. I think listening to all of these ladies, it is very evident that these ladies are more than just a group of pretty faces. Wouldn't you say? Absolutely. I am impressed. I mean, we have a lot of incredible ladies out here auditioning tonight. And I have to say, the audition uniforms, all those alumni in the crowd will know, get better and better every year. Just bedazzle it up. That's all you need to do. It's the best. Okay, you know what comes next? Our second group of finalists. Let's welcome them out.
Hey, Broncos country. My name is Michelle Summer, and I just finished my fourth season as a Denver Broncos cheerleader. I was voted back-to-back team clown, but I can assure you that tonight I won't be clowning around.
Bonsoir tout le monde. My name is Kim Beauregard, and although I'm French, I claim residency with the sheriff in Bronco country.
Hi, Broncos fans. My name is Ashley Miller.
Hi, I'm Erica Davis.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kisato Nishimura.
Hi, everyone. I'm Angela Griffin.
Howdy, Broncos country. My name is Marissa Sider.
Hi, everyone. My name is Emily Gibbs. I just finished my first season as a DVC and hope to go back-to-back with my team on the sidelines.
Hi, Bronco fans. My name is Ashley.
Hi, Broncos fans. I'm Kendall, number 38.
Hello, Broncos country. My name is Melissa Zdanko.
How we doing, Broncos fans? My name is Natalie Cherno.
Hi, Denver. My name is Emily McGinnis. There's nothing dumb about this blonde.
From Omaha, Omaha, I'm Josie Lavalette.
Broncos country, I'm Sammy Rotello.
Hi, Broncos fans, I'm Jennifer.
My name is Brittany Anderson. I am proud to say that both my mom and I have danced in a Super Bowl supporting the Denver Broncos.
Hey, Broncos fans, my name is Megan Baronic, and I'm a graduate from the University of Colorado at Boulder.
Hi, Broncos country, my name is Tori Moss. I may be from a small town, but there is nothing small about this country girl.
Hey, Broncos fans, my name is Tony Gabrielli. I had an amazing time cheering at Super Bowl number 48.
Hi, Denver. My name is Stephanie Anderson.
Hey, Denver Broncos fans, I'm Kate Percy.
Good evening, Orange and Blue. My name is Jordan. Peyton and I may share the same birthday. Fingers crossed that after tonight, we'll share the same team, too.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kelsey Bendick.
I'm Ebony Justice, and I hope to be cheering on the sidelines once again this season as justice is served.
Hey, Broncos fans, my name is Katie Martin, and I am currently a student at Colorado State University. I have been riding horses my entire life, and I hope that someday soon my boots will be Broncos white.
Hello, everybody. My name is Cynthia Mason. Just a small town girl looking to live the big dream and cheer on the best team in the league.
My name is Fiari Williams. I'm born in Colorado and raised as an Army brat.
My name is Liz Losoff. No, I am the very last finalist of this incredible group of women. So on the count of three, I need to hear a huge go Broncos. Are we ready? One, two, three.
Go Broncos!
Where you ladies get more creative with your intros every year. And a cheer, Liz. You took my job from me. I don't know what to do now. All right, well, everyone loves a good kick line. And the Broncos cheerleaders are known to have some of the best kick lines in all of the NFL. They're known for their high kicks, their leg holds, and some of those jaw-dropping splits. Don't try it at home unless you are trained. Let's welcome out our first group to check out their kicks and flexibility. And behind the scenes as our second group of finalists are wrapping up their kick lines. But don't go anywhere, because coming up next, our finalists will be forming in groups of threes. right here on the 2014 Denver Broncos Cheerleaders Audition Finals, brought to you by AutoNation.
This is a new car. This is an AutoNation car. What's the difference? Based on Kelley Blue Book's fair purchase price, most people paid less for their cars at AutoNation. In fact, we're so confident in our low prices, every AutoNation vehicle comes with a money-back guarantee. So where would you buy? I thought so.
Who are you gonna call?
AutoNation!
For the store and savings near you, visit AutoNation.com.
Fact is, most people paid less at AutoNation.
My name is Jeremy Sieverts. I'll be your massage therapist today. Unfortunately, Kathy was sick today.
Ow, 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 ow.
All right, John, your 5 minutes is up. My turn.
Don't miss the thrill and excitement of Denver Outlaws lacrosse this summer at Sports Authority Field in Mile High. Season tickets start at just $88. Denver Outlaws lacrosse. We play to win.
Well, make sure you get my shoulders.
And welcome back to the 2014 Denver Broncos Cheerleader Audition Finals, brought to you by AutoNation. But now we're getting to the fun part of tonight's auditions, when our finalists will be performing in groups of threes. Now, this is where our judges will get to see some of our finalists' personalities and their performance abilities. So let's welcome out numbers 1 through 3. Number 21, Mallory, dancing on the right side, has tried out for the Denver Broncos before, but has never made the team. She's hoping that third time is a charm. Let's hear more on her story.
I was the girl that always watched the cheerleaders at the games. Never really the game. I remember exactly what I was wearing when we won the Super Bowl in 97. It's a dream of mine. It's always been a dream. It's something I never want to give up on. It's something I know I can do. It's just pushing myself, you know, to be that girl that they pick finally. I've taken something from every audition. With Mammoth, I learned a ton, you know, performing as well as interacting with the fans and being engaging in that regard. And then every year that I've tried out for Broncos, you know, I'm always asking, you know, what can I do better? What is it going to take to push me to that next level? They need to just walk in there confident, ready, excited, not letting my nerves get the best of me. I think that was kind of my problem before, just, you know, getting too caught up and not staying focused. You need to have that tunnel vision and going out there, performing, smiling, having fun with it. It would be an honor. These women are respected in the community. It's an amazing organization to be a part of. You know, people look up to these women, and it would be an honor to be a part of that. And to dance on that field for the best fans in the NFL, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
It really doesn't, Mallory. Good luck to you. We hope you realize your dream. Number 54, Katie, dancing in the middle, is auditioning for her first time with the Denver Broncos cheerleaders. With a background dancing for CSU, Katie and her fellow Rams teammates decided to give it a shot.
I've always wanted to do this. I've always dreamed of being a Broncos cheerleader. But this year, about a month ago, I just realized I need to do it. I just need to get this done, try it, see what happens, because I'm 20, so I'm just barely making the cutoff. So it's the first time I've had the option. There's a couple girls from CSU that dance for the Broncos. So I had some support with me. I had a couple friends come with me. I've danced there for 3 years. I'm going to be a senior next year. It's an incredible program, and I think it's helped me grow a lot as a dancer, but I'm ready to try new things. I expected everything that we did. I knew that we were going to do it across the floor, and then a cut, and then a dance, but just so many girls, and so many cameras everywhere. I didn't know y'all were going to be there the whole time, so that was pretty crazy. I expected to be a little more relaxed. I got really nervous, but it was so fun, and even I messed up a couple times, but it still was fun. I wasn't as intimidated by the judges as I thought I would be. I think everyone was really loving and nice, just a positive atmosphere. My mom and dad are going to come on Sunday and watch me, so they're a really great support system, and they go to all the Broncos games anyway, so they're ready if I do make it.
Here's hoping, Katie, that Mom and Dad get to see you on the field on Sundays.
You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint here at the Denver Broncos audition finals. Now, our judges, I can tell you right now, have a very, very difficult task ahead of them here this evening. I certainly do not envy them. And we have a lot of talented women here in our group of finalists here this evening. In just a few short minutes, they will be performing a solo routine that they prepared just for tonight's audition. And that is going to be an opportunity for them to showcase some of the tricks and things that they have not been able to show here earlier tonight. We've seen tap dancing, gymnastics. I swear, I even saw the worm one time. It was pretty cool. So, number 17, Allison, is back after a one-year hiatus. Here's Allison with more on her story.
I graduated from the University of Colorado in Boulder, and I needed a job, so I decided to check out the Denver Broncos cheerleaders audition. I made it in 2009, was my first year. So I was on the team for 4 years. I was a captain for 2 years, which was an amazing experience. During my fourth year, I got engaged to my fiance. And I knew that I wasn't going to be able to commit to an entire season with the Broncos cheerleaders again. So I retired, walked away for the year, and it was a great season. Definitely a really good season to be a fan as well as a cheerleader, but I missed out on, you know, being around my girlfriends for a really good season. So I decided that I'm going to try out again. I was actually really surprised by the reaction. I thought people were like, it's time to move on, have some babies, kind of like get your life going in another direction. But everybody was like, you're young, why not do it again? And you'd be a fool not to. I always go back to the first time that I walked in and they were like, here are your chaps. Here is your jacket with the fringe on it. There was nothing like that experience ever. It meant the world to me. It felt like you were part of a sorority. It was just a really good group of women who represent Denver and the Denver Broncos really well. It meant the world to me to put that uniform on, and I hope to put it on again, because every time I wear it, you just feel like invincible. You're something special. You know, going doing charities at Boys and Girls Club and elementary schools around Colorado, you really see how important the Broncos are to, you know, the local Denver community, and how much any person on the staff, whether it be a player, cheerleader, how much of a difference you can really make in a person's life just by having a small conversation with them. It's not just a job. You have fun doing it. You show up, you dance with your fellow girlfriends. It takes over your world, and in the most positive of ways. I definitely have grown up as a woman by being a part of the Denver Broncos cheerleaders.
And that's a great story, Allison, and we hope to see you back in the saddle again. As a two-time member of the Broncos cheerleaders, number 24, Ashley, doesn't take her position on the team for granted.
I think the great thing about our program is that we have to re-audition every year. Our coaching staff has done a great job making sure that we don't get complacent with our spot and, you know, striving for greatness every single year, making the team better every season. You definitely have that heightened expectation of you don't get your spot back, you have to earn it. I think that's the most important part of the job, where you actually get to interact with the people around you and the people in Denver and in our community, to allow them the opportunity to really understand who we are and what we do, instead of just being a face that they see on the field and being that game day entertainment. You actually get to maybe change a life or, you know, meet a kid, and that's my favorite, being able to be a role model for them and instilling those values in them of, you know, never give up, stay in school, keep fighting for your dreams no matter what your dreams are. My first year we went to Cancun for our calendar shoot, and last year we went to Cabo. The program had us at the Super Bowl as well, which was awesome. We got to go around Good Morning America, and so many people from so many different states of family and friends that I know said that they saw us on TV, and that was kind of an eye-opening and humbling experience for me to just take it all in, and you're in Times Square, and the sun's rising, and you're on national television. It's a very, very cool experience. It has definitely molded me. It's made me a stronger woman, definitely a role model in all aspects of my life, and it makes you strive to be better in everything that you do. So it definitely becomes a part of who you are, and I think even your years after the team, it's still going to be a part of who I am.
Well, Ashley, good luck with pursuing your dream of staying a Denver Broncos cheerleader for many years to come. Longtime veteran Michelle is back again and familiar with the Broncos cheerleader audition process.
This season will be my fifth year auditioning. Because I've done it a few years, I definitely think I understand the process much more, so I know what to expect. But in my opinion, I do think that trying out's a little bit more difficult the longer that you're on the team, because the expectations are much higher. Our coaches know exactly what they can expect of us. This is definitely not something that's handed to us. We truly earn this position. It is an honor to be a part of this team, and you really have to prove that you want to be here and that you have something to add. No matter how many years you come back, I don't think that those nerves will ever go away. And in my opinion, I think having those nerves just reiterates how important this is to me, and I will be dancing my heart out, that is for sure. The Denver Broncos organization is, in my opinion, one of the classiest, most well-respected organizations in the NFL, and it is just an honor to be able to put on that uniform. Our community has the greatest respect for our players and the cheerleaders, and I feel like a little superhero when I get to put on my uniform and people recognize me and are running across like grocery store parking lots wanting to come say hi to the Denver Broncos cheerleaders, and you always have such positive feedback. I am actually a born and raised native, and so I have been aspiring to be a cheerleader since I was a little girl. I feel like each year I grow as a woman, and I always tell the girls that are first auditioning that you envision the type of woman you want to be, and this team helps you become that woman. And so for me, I love performing, I love football, I love the Broncos. So for me, being in my mid-20s, I don't see why I wouldn't want to be a part of this team. So there'll be a point where I have to hang up my chaps, but not quite yet. I don't hope, at least. I'm going to try for one more season.
And that's great, Michelle, and hoping to see you out there for one more year.
So I'm going to say that's my favorite part of this entire audition process. What do you guys think? It's amazing. It never ceases to amaze me what you guys come up with and what you are capable of. And this show has been so much fun, but we are now to the difficult portion of the evening. Our judges are going to exit to the deliberation room and select the 26 members of the 2014 Denver Broncos cheerleaders.
This is a new car. This is an AutoNation car. What's the difference? Based on Kelley Blue Book's fair purchase price, most people paid less for their cars at AutoNation. In fact, we're so confident in our low prices, every AutoNation vehicle comes with a money-back guarantee. So where would you buy? I thought so.
Who are you gonna call?
AutoNation!
For the store and savings near you, visit AutoNation.com.
Fact is, most people paid less at AutoNation.
Not getting enough Broncos in your life? Be sure to download the free Broncos mobile app. It's all things Broncos at your fingertips 24/7. Get live game updates, exclusive Broncos media content, team stats and injury updates, and even keep track of your fantasy football team. Use it on game days at Sports Authority Field at Mile High with a new Wi-Fi system available for Verizon Wireless customers to search concession options, listen to 850 KOA radio feed, access video replays, and watch the post-game press conference live. It's a must-have for fans that bleed orange and blue. Download today at BroncosMobile.com.
Well, this long week has finally drawn to a close for our 57 finalists, and now it's in the hands of our judges. We are behind the scenes and in the deliberation room where our judges will be selecting the 26 members of the 2014 Denver Broncos cheerleaders.
Number 10.
I, for one, thought 54 was awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, I thought she was really good.
Okay, who loved 54 in the room? Hard part is there anybody that we feel is up here that maybe shouldn't be. She really stumbled through the dance. She stumbled. All in agreement. Is everybody in agreement? 11 over 21. So 25 is gone. Is everybody okay with that? That's our 26 that we picked by score. This is by score. This is everybody that made the team by score.
Well, the judges have just finished deliberating, and now we're upstairs where the director of cheerleaders, Teresa Shear, is about to tell our 57 finalists who's made the squad. Now, this is where dreams come true for some, and others will have to wait for next season.
I cannot thank you enough for coming out to watch our 2014 Denver Broncos cheerleader auditions. It was such a tough decision. There was so much talent on the stage, and you know, the week's events really led up to this final decision with the audition workshop, the football test, the interview, and then tonight. And I just want to give it up for our panel of judges. They did an awesome job. It was not an easy task, but thank you. You picked us an excellent team. So every year we ask our judges to raise the bar. Look for just that spark. Look for those that stand out, that really, really have the energy, the attitude, the personality to be on that field in Sports Authority Field at Mile High. And I am proud to announce 26 team members. They have all worked so hard this week. And also, I thank the people that came out that did not make the team. They are just amazing women, and I've had the pleasure of getting to know them throughout the week. Special women, very, very talented women. I hope some of them stayed in the audience. I hope their families are still here. I'm so proud of them going through this process and the amazing job they did on this floor tonight. So congratulations to our 26 Denver Broncos cheerleaders. Let's bring out number one, Sam Boyk. Number four, Jana Blue. Jana is brand new to the team. Number five, Christina Connolly. Number eight, Famie Westmoreland. Number nine, Patricia Ryman. Number 11, new team member, Haley Johnson. Number 13, Katie Bapu. Number 15, Katie Bapu. Number 17, Allison Callahan. Number 20, Angela Wood. Number 23, Catherine Crow. Number 24, Ashley Harhai. Number 25, from Florida, Gia Bartolo. Number 26, Lindsay Organ. Number 28, Margaret Foy. Number 29, Michelle Summer. Number 32, new team member, Erica Davis. Number 33, Kissa Nishimura. Number 36, Emily Gibbs. Number 38, Kendall Bortles. Number 41, Emily McGinnis. Number 45, Brittany Anderson. Number 48, Tony Gabrielli. Number 50, Kate Percy. Number 53, Ebony Justice. Number 54, Katie Martin. And number 57, Liz Losoff. All right, they look a little different in their Broncos outfits, don't they? Okay, we have a final performance for you. This is the very first routine they learned last Sunday as part of their prelims. So this is, you all get to enjoy the very first performance of the 2014 Denver Broncos cheerleaders. We'll be right back.
Let's hear it for this year's team. And a round of applause for all the ladies who had the courage to come out and audition and go through this process. It does take a lot. And we hope to see them all out here next year. Thank you so much for coming out. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Thank you.